Hey guys, welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. My name is Kevin Kaufman. I'm your host, and I just want to say thank you for taking some time out to listen with us this week. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, before we get to today's guest, head on over to ratethispodcast.com. That is ratethispodcast.com/NLA. That stands for Next Level Agents. ratethispodcast.com/NLA and leave us a review, or just go to any podcast player that you prefer and look us up, the Kevin and Fred Show, and please leave us a review. That is the best way to support our efforts here in the show. All right, let's get to today's episode. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Kevin and Fred Show. Kevin Kaufman, you're Fred Weaver.
Am I still a guest? Like, at any point in time, are you going to drop that after I've appeared on here so many times this year?
I didn't actually call you a guest today, or...
Okay.
I'm not sure the right word anymore. Good. Host, guest, whatever, co-host.
Good. I'm not sure if those 2 years worth of listeners that you gained up, or 3 years or 4 years worth of the podcast, are ready to accept or receive our ramblings. But here we are.
There's a good chance they're not. But let's give it a shot anyway. So, all right. So you and I, we just finished a Zoom with a bunch of people from our mastermind group at EXP. We're just talking about what's going on. We thought we'd share some of our thoughts and some of our kind of download, if you will, decided to record that for a podcast episode. So let's just start there, dude. What's the first thing that's on your mind?
Yeah, first and foremost, we've talked a lot about the shifting market and technology disruption and affordability change this year, and et cetera. Now more than ever, I think agents have to unite inside their brokerage, outside their brokerage, et cetera. But it's time to unite and share best practices at a level never done before. And I say that because the market has shifted on us pretty darn quickly in most major metro areas across the country. And we're faced with more disruption and more noise than ever before. So I love getting together today. Heard a bunch of great ideas. I'm excited to maybe cover a few of them.
Yeah, me too. I couldn't agree more on the just coming together and helping each other out. Let's talk about a couple of things that stuck out from today's mastermind. And like, for me, the obvious one, I'm just going to say it and then get your thoughts on it, was the Google local services, right? That kept coming up today as far as like lead generation. What'd you take away from that?
Yeah. GLS is all the cool kids call it.
I think
they must have BFRNs too. That's all, yeah, I know.
No doubt.
I should bring that back at least one more episode. I'm not sure if that'll ever survive past this episode, but anyway, GLS. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are recognizing that the vast majority of their seller leads are starting to come from Google listing service.
Yeah.
So it's not just the ability to create a Google page, not just the ability to then go get reviews on that page, but the ability to then sign up to be sort of authenticated, if you will, interviewed, qualified to be able to be an advertiser on the GLS network, where somebody might go in and search real estate agent in Phoenix, Arizona, as an example, and some results pop up. But they don't look as much like a paid ad as some of the actual ones that say ad right next to them do. The cost per lead on these leads seems incredibly low for most of the people that we know doing it. And the return on that investment is pretty impressive.
Yeah. So GLS came up today. Obviously, we were talking about the topic that came up was like seller lead gen, right? And what are people doing today? So that was one thing that came up today. What else came up in the mastermind that like stuck out to you?
Well, a little bit GLS, a little bit not, but the need for reviews. This can't be understated enough, and you and I need to get better at it in our business as well. So I'm calling ourselves out. But in this day and age, there's a certain comfort level with the public going online and looking you up and getting a feel for who you are before they ever even meet with you in person or talk to you on the phone or take a second call or whatever it may be. And so, you know, we want to have like really nice reviews and lots of them online, right? Where people feel comfortable doing business with us. So before the gate, so to speak, you know, before they even enter that conversation, is like there's a comfort level and association with you just based on your review profile online.
Yeah. To me, reviews, whether you're actually going for the GLS play or not, to me, just like that, they're not going away, right? So that was the theme that kept coming up. I think the other thing that stuck out to me is we had one of our, he's local here to you and I in the Phoenix area, Matt Chick, share with the group today his mindset and strategy on how to do a listing consultation, right? And how to effectively be what we've referred to in the past as an options dealer, right? How to give options to the consumer, which needs them. We've said this multiple times in the last month, like consumers need options. They want options. And I think he just did a great job of really laying that out.
Yeah. We have a friend, her name's Jessica Lentz in Colorado. Yeah. And after hearing Matt Chick's listing presentation today, she literally said, that's the best listing presentation I've ever heard. Now, if you know anything about Jessica,
she doesn't say stuff like that lightly.
No. And I believe it's August, 2022, or recording this. I believe she's already sold somewhere in the ballpark of
40 to 50 homes by herself. No help.
Yeah. This year alone, right? In her farm, a lot of listings in her farm area, et cetera. So here's the deal. If you don't know Matt Chick, we're going to do an injustice to try to explain it to you. So we're not, we're just going to tell you overall what Matt's four square listing presentation is all about, is about presenting all options that are available to the seller, letting them know there's more than just retail, and laying them all out and then empowering the seller to choose what's best.
Yeah.
Matt does an incredible presentation on this. So he does some of these online, he does some classes in person. If you want a connection to Matt, reach out to Kevin or I. I'd love to connect you with him, just because like you need to literally experience it for yourself. I don't care if you've been in this business 20 years, like you need to hear Matt's listing presentation. There's some great language, and just his entryway into explaining these things and then letting the seller choose is fantastic. Eliminates a lot of objections.
Yeah, totally agree. My hunch is, you know, so you and I have, gosh, for the last year plus, we've been hosting like regular masterminds, right? So when I say regular, I mean like quarterly, if you will, on a regular basis. And we've got another one coming up in September. I think what's going to come up at that mastermind that we host along with Frank Klusitz, our good friend that owns Viral Marketing. He's also been a guest of the show a few times now. What's going to come up in that is Google Local Services, Foursquare, like effectively, like how are we shifting our businesses to stay, not just stay relevant, but like continue to grow our relevance actually with our database and with the public. And my hunch is that's going to keep coming up a lot next month when we get together here in Phoenix for that.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're somebody that's doing $10 or $15 million or more in production as an individual agent every year, or you're running a team or a brokerage, like you want to be in this room. We don't throw just like 50 or 100 people in a room. Nah, we do like 20 or 30. We don't just throw anybody. We throw a nice collection of people doing really good amounts of business together in a room. And we come up with these ideas, and then we spend the day just kind of diving in deeper, right? And sharing best practices. So I'm looking forward to that. That's Wednesday, September 28th. Is that correct?
That sounds right to me.
Wednesday, September 28th here in Phoenix, Arizona. Sunny and cooling down by the end of September. It'll be very nice.
Yeah. Do me a favor too, guys. So if you'd like to inquire about this mastermind or even one of the ones coming up towards the end of the year, I think we have another one scheduled in December, reach out to me. Obviously name and location, love to know that, but give me an idea of your production. Why do you want to come? Like, what are you hoping to get out of it? What's one thing you think you could share with the room? Like something you're great at, and then something you want to learn from the room. And here's the reason why, because we don't want people that are just going to go there and just take notes. It's great to go and take notes, but this is truly a mastermind where we're leading a conversation, or I should say Frank's leading the conversation. And it's all about us all getting better together, right? Everyone has something to give, and everyone has something that they can learn. And here's the deal too. Like the reason I asked about production is because if you're not at like $10, $15 million a year, it's just not the room for you. There's so many other trainings and webinars that we can point you to that are free of charge that you don't have to travel for. Whereas this one is like, this is people, you're going to have to spend some time and you're going to have to spend some money to get here. And it's really investing. And so we want to make sure that we keep this group kind of tight and high level and working towards growing.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one of the other themes that's come up a little bit today on our mastermind and also last week is I'm seeing a shift in teams from being a lot more database focused into becoming more prospecting focused. Yeah, now, when I say that, I don't mean that they've stopped communicating with their databases or they've given up on, you know, referral based businesses, but I think they're recognizing that what's going on in the market right now is that they need to shift into doing more activities, and more activities typically means you got to go outside of your database because you don't want to pound your database too hard. You'll drive them away, right? So then you have to go look up and say, what else am I going to do with this extra hour or two a day that I want to spend generating, you know, business and stirring up conversations? And naturally, the conversation leads to prospecting-based conversations with people you don't know. And so I'm excited to talk about that next month. I learned a lot just hearing teams today talking about how many team owners are now setting up their teams in a way by which, you know, you don't just get leads when you join our team. You earn your way into leads by making a certain number of phone calls or dials or certain amount of time on the dialer or open houses or activities done. And so I think this movement to a more prospecting based business is a very healthy move to make right now if you're a team owner or you know, somebody running a large brokerage that, you know, also is leading a bunch of people. I think that prospecting focus is great.
Absolutely. Cool. All right, guys. I think that's all we got. Anything else you want to add before we go for this week?
I had a first time experience today.
Really?
A first time experience. And it has to do with real estate.
That's
actually
weird.
I'll share a little bit more at our September mastermind, but, cause that's like the right room for it, but I'll tease it real quick. I just learned about something not too long ago called the Augusta rule,
yeah,
which was a tax savings, like haven, if you will, for folks. And so, yeah, if you are a business owner and you own a primary residence or even a second home, Augusta rule is really cool.
Yeah.
I'm not a CPA. I'm not giving tax advice, but if you want to pick my brain more on that, that was a cool first time experience today, like going through that exercise.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that comes up at the mastermind, you know, inevitably is we're going to obviously talk about getting more business and growing our sales team, but building wealth always comes up, and, taxes are, you know, having a great tax strategy is just part of the wealth strategy, right?
Oh, so, man, we learned some, you were asking some good questions on Friday at lunch we went to around kind of, you know, I don't know if you want to tease that at all, but that'd be a great thing if that comes up too at our mastermind next month. I'd love to dive into that with some folks.
Yeah, it's good. I think we'll leave that one as a tease. Like that's an in-person conversation for sure.
Sounds good.
I'm always a little leery about letting something be perceived as tax advice over the airwaves, if you will, rather than in person where it's a lot easier to disclose that we're just talking about ideas. So, all right, guys, that's it for this week's episode of Kevin and Fred Show, and see you next week.
Thanks for joining us.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings two or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.